Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Curious: The Desire to Know and Why Your Future Depends on It by Ian Leslie is a nonfiction book about the psychology, usefulness, and social value of curiosity. Rather than treating curiosity as a vague personality trait, Leslie presents it as a measurable and trainable force that shapes learning, creativity, relationships, and adaptation. The book draws on research from psychology, neuroscience, education, and business to explain why some people seek information actively while others settle for what is familiar. A central distinction in the book is between diversive curiosity, which pursues novelty, and epistemic curiosity, which seeks understanding and deeper knowledge. Leslie argues that the second type matters most for long-term growth. The book also looks at what suppresses curiosity, including habits, institutions, and the false confidence that can come from easy access to information. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical, to show why curiosity matters and how it can be preserved and strengthened in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book distinguishes novelty seeking from real understanding. One of Leslie's most important contributions is his separation of diversive curiosity from epistemic curiosity. Diversive curiosity is the quick attraction to novelty, surprise, or stimulation. Epistemic curiosity is the deeper desire to close an information gap and actually understand how something works. This distinction matters because not all curiosity produces durable knowledge. A person can chase headlines, feeds, and constant interruption without building any meaningful understanding. Leslie argues that the more valuable form is the one that turns attention into learning. That is why the book keeps returning to the idea that curiosity is not simply a preference for variety. It is a cognitive drive tied to explanation, pattern making, and the satisfaction of reducing uncertainty. By separating these two forms, Leslie gives readers a way to judge their own habits more carefully. He suggests that the modern world often rewards the first kind while quietly starving the second. The result is a culture of reaction rather than inquiry, where people feel informed but do not actually know much more than before. Secondly, curiosity is driven by information gaps and the brain rewards closing them. Leslie uses the idea of information gaps to explain why curiosity appears in the first place. People become interested when they notice a difference between what they know and what they want to know. Curiosity is not triggered by pure ignorance. It needs some partial knowledge, enough to sense that an answer exists but is still missing. This framework helps explain why stories, puzzles, and unanswered questions are so compelling. The mind is pulled toward completion. Leslie also connects this process to the brain's reward system, including the pleasure associated with learning. That matters because it shows curiosity is not a flaw or a distraction from rational thought. It is part of how human cognition motivates exploration. Knowledge acquisition feels rewarding because, in evolutionary terms, it helped people adapt and survive. The book uses this to challenge the old warning that curiosity is dangerous in itself. Instead, Leslie argues that curiosity often reduces risk by improving judgment, broadening awareness, and revealing options that would otherwise remain invisible. Thirdly, knowledge builds on knowledge, making curiosity cumulative. A major theme in the book is that curiosity and knowledge reinforce each other rather than compete. The more a person knows, the more connections, analogies, and comparisons become available. This means curiosity is not only about asking questions, but also about having enough background knowledge to ask better ones. Leslie suggests that expertise deepens curiosity because it makes hidden patterns more visible and exposes further layers of uncertainty. This is one reason he values broad and persistent learning. It is not enough to gather isolated facts. What matters is building an internal network of understanding that can support future insight. The book therefore presents curiosity as cumulative. Each new idea expands the range of what can be noticed and understood next. This helps explain why knowledgeable people often remain curious rather than becoming closed off. Their understanding does not end inquiry, it creates more of it. Leslie uses this point to counter the assumption that curiosity belongs only to children or beginners. In his view, serious learning makes curiosity stronger, not weaker. Fourthly, modern institutions can suppress curiosity through convenience and overconfidence. Leslie is attentive to the ways curiosity can be weakened by social conditions. He argues that organizations often prefer order, predictability, and efficient execution over open-ended questioning. In such environments, curiosity can be treated as disruptive even when it is essential for innovation. He also examines the effect of digital tools and search technology. The issue is not that the internet destroys curiosity outright, but that instant access to answers can create a false sense of knowing. When people can retrieve information quickly, they may stop asking better questions or exploring unfamiliar terrain. Book is careful here. Technology is not simply bad, but it changes the conditions under which curiosity develops. Leslie contrasts directed search with serendipity, suggesting that discovery often depends on encountering unexpected material rather than only seeking what is already planned. This is why he values reading widely, browsing physical libraries or bookstores, and allowing room for chance. Curiosity needs friction, time, and openness. If everything is optimized for speed and certainty, that deeper exploratory habit can weaken. Lastly, curiosity is a practical habit that can be cultivated in daily life. Although the book is grounded in research, it is also explicitly practical. Leslie treats curiosity as something that can be trained rather than merely admired. He emphasizes behaviors such as asking better questions, tolerating uncertainty, reading outside one's usual field, and being willing to sound uninformed in order to learn. The point is not performative openness, but sustained intellectual engagement. He also gives attention to children, arguing that curiosity should be encouraged early through conversation, questioning, and supportive environments. For adults, the challenge is often habit and comfort. People become efficient at doing what they already know, but curiosity requires deliberate interruption of that pattern. Leslie's advice suggests that curiosity grows when people seek cross-disciplinary exposure and resist the temptation to only consume information that confirms existing interests. This makes the book useful beyond self-help language. It frames curiosity as a skill with consequences for work, education, and social life. Readers are invited to treat inquiry as an everyday discipline, not a rare burst of inspiration. In conclusion, Curious is best suited to readers who want a serious but accessible account of why curiosity matters in modern life. It will appeal to professionals, educators, managers, parents, and anyone trying to think more creatively or adapt more effectively to change. The book is especially useful for readers who sense that information alone is not the same as understanding. Its main benefit is that it clarifies curiosity as a force with practical consequences. It shapes learning, problem-solving, innovation, and even the quality of personal judgment. Compared with many books on motivation or productivity, Leslie's work is more focused on the cognitive mechanics of inquiry itself. It does not just encourage readers to be more open-minded. It explains why curiosity arises, how it can be sustained, and what modern habits weaken it. That combination of research, clarity, and usable insight makes the book stand out in the nonfiction genre. It offers a stronger conceptual framework than generic advice books and a more readable style than many academic treatments of the same subject. For readers who want both understanding and application, it is a distinctive and worthwhile study of how curiosity shapes the future. If you would like to support Ian Leslie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.